the true colors of the Île Marches Natural Reserve. Here we are, having observed it from a distance and talked about the reserve, we are going on to it to discover its true colors. Don't forget that it is the only area where you can actually gain access to the reserve.
So it's behind this door?
Yes. It is rather surprising, isn't it? It is important to be able to close the way to the public, as the pass can sometimes be flooded, and in that case, it's better to play it safe and shut the door.
So we'll be walking on the path we can see over there, between the stretches of water.
That's right. There are a few information boards along the path to help you find out about the natural environments you're going through. The alderwood, the willowwood, and even the megaphorbia.
Well, I know about the megaphorbia now, but what about the alderwood and the willowwood? What exactly are they?
There are two types of wetland forest. One is mainly populated with black alder and the other by willow. But I won't say anything more on the subject, as you'll discover them later on. Let's go in! There is a lovely atmosphere here, isn't there?
Yes, there is. It doesn't feel as though we're just a stone's throw away from Saint-Quentin in this wetland wood. What's not to be missed in this part of the reserve? Someone I was talking with earlier mentioned Chiguernoule. Do you know what animal he meant?
Of course. This is Picardy. And Chiguernoule is Picard for grenouille, or frogs. Several different species live on the reserve, but we can always see them. In fact, amphibian year is split into two distinct periods. Frogs, toads, newts, and salamanders have an aquatic period during the reproduction season when they lay their eggs in the water, providing their young with a good start in an environment that will encourage their development. A pond, pool, any body of water, and it's there that it's easiest to see or hear them. And a period on land, before and just after reproduction, amphibians return to their usual habitats on dry land, wooded areas, hedges, wasteland, woodpiles, gardens.
When's the best time of the year to see them here?
In the spring. Then you have every chance of seeing or hearing the common frog. The agile frog. Or the common toad, close to or in the ponds, where they come to lay their eggs along the pathway. Some little tips that will help you to recognize them are: common and agile frogs are brown in color, like the common toad, but the toad's skin is very warty and its iris is an orangey red. Look for the eggs in the water. Frog's spawn is round, about a centimeter in diameter, and translucent with a black spot in the middle. They form gelatinous masses of varying sizes which float on the water. Toad's eggs form strings around the aquatic vegetation.
What's that we can hear?
Ah, that's a green frog. It's more common and more of a water dweller than the other species I was telling you about just a minute ago. You'll probably see some along the path.
You mean it spends all its time in the water?
Yes, or very close by.
Even in winter?
That's right. Amphibians live in slow motion during the winter, in rodent holes, under woodpiles, in old walls, or dead leaves. And the green frog is often to be found in the silt at the bottom of ponds.
Great. Oh, I think we're coming to the end of the path. I can see buildings. Thanks a lot, Ulysses. I've really learned a great deal about the Marais d'Île Natural Reserve.
Well, it's been a great pleasure. There are other activities on offer by Saint-Quentin Conurbation Committee Environment Department. You can find out more at the Maison de l'Environnement. It's easy to find your way back. Just carry on down the path, past the Maison des Marais, and then trace your steps back towards the Île Park. Enjoy the rest of your visit, and see you again soon!